KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thlenedi and the Wushkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland, and our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, and who have never relinquished their property rights and hunting and fishing rights, nor their ownership and stewardship of their land and waterway. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunashish for your patience as we learn. You're tuned in to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. And my first guests today are Lori Sika and Sally Sadler, here representing the League of Women Voters. We will be talking about the virtual How to Run for Local Office workshop coming up on July 18th. But first, let's start with introductions. Lori, would you please introduce yourself to our listeners and tell us how you're involved with the League of Women Voters?
Hi, well, this is Lori Sika, and I was formerly a municipal clerk for the City and Borough of Juneau for 18 years and enjoyed every minute of it, except maybe sometimes some of the election stuff. But anyway, got involved with the League of Women Voters more after I retired. It's a great group of people who are nonpartisan and believe in open, fair elections.
And Sally, how about yourself? Would you introduce yourself and tell us about your involvement with League of Women Voters?
Sure. Thanks, Shelley. I'm delighted to be here this afternoon. I am Sally Sadler. I'm a longtime resident of Juneau. Probably the best thing to say, a compulsive volunteer. And it was about 2 years ago that I joined the Juneau League of Women Voters and was immediately elected to the board. And this is my first How to Run for Office workshop, and we were originally expecting that it would be an in-person workshop, but obviously the circumstances have conspired to change things. So we are bringing you this workshop via a webinar approach, and I'm delighted to be a part of it. It's a great team, the League of Women Voters. Many times people think the League is for women only, and while historically the League's first goal was to teach women how to exercise their new right to vote back in the 1920s, it has evolved and the scope's been enlarged to really include service to all citizens. And as Lori said, we're all about fair, nonpartisan, informed choices in our government and in democracy. So thanks. It's good to be here today.
Yeah, it's good to have you both. Thanks for being here. Sally, let's just stay with you. Would you tell us a little bit about the workshop that's coming up next Saturday? What's on the agenda?
Sure. It's a great workshop. It's going to start at 9 a.m. It's going to run till 1:15. And we've compartmentalized it to be standalone for any individual of the four panels that we have, or you can participate in the entire workshop. It will start at 9 a.m. If you intend to participate, you must RSVP so that we can send people the Zoom link. And after, we have about 20 people, experts, dignitaries, officials, people who have run for local office, people who have served in local office, people who are currently serving local office, to share their wisdom and experience. So we'll start with the jobs of the assembly and school board, kind of what is the job for which, if you think of running for office as interviewing for a job, that might be a good baseline for our individuals and participants to know and understand. Then we'll move on to the candidate legal requirements. What is it you need to know to be legal and comply with state and local election laws? Then we're going to, and each of these workshops is an hour long, and we intend to have a moderator and 3 to 4 panelists with a Q&A within each session. At 11 o'clock, we'll take a break and come back at 11:10 and talk about campaigning and then what happens. And we'll be able to hear from people who have managed campaigns in the past and in the future and are doing it now. And then we will wrap up with preparing to run for local office. What can you do as a candidate to know and be a successful candidate? So we expect all of that to take 9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 4 hours. And we're excited and delighted. It's a bit of a challenge to be bringing it virtually, but I think we've got technology wizards who are going to make it really easy for people to participate.
Thank you. That's a terrific rundown. And what exciting items on the agenda. It sounds like a great workshop. Lori, is there anything you want to add about the workshop or the agenda?
Well, in addition to the workshop, we put together what we call a toolkit, and it has a lot of information that people can read online that backs up each of the segments of the workshop. So I encourage people to go to the beta.juno.org, which is the city's website, and go to the clerk's page, and you can find a copy of the toolkits from previous years up posted there now, and we'll be posting this year's toolkit soon there at that same location.
And Lori, what motivates the League of Women Voters to organize these workshops? I know this isn't the first one. I think this is at least the second or third interview I've done with organizers of the How to Run for mm-hmm. Local Office workshop. Yeah, and Sally's saying there's been seven. Yeah.
Yes, I believe the seventh annual.
Excellent. So
I would say what motivates us is that we had a terrific volunteer named Pat Watt who came up with the idea and said, hey, we should do this so that people can kind of get an idea about what they're getting themselves into if they run, and give them a little heads up, give you a taste of all that's involved. You know, a lot of times people will have a single issue that they're passionate about, and they think, well, I'm going to change this, or I'm going to improve this, so I'm going to run. And then they get on the assembly or the school board and they find out, wow, there's a whole new world out there of things that I had no idea about. And I just want to take care of my one issue, but nope. Once you get on there, you are stuck for 3 years. So you might as well know ahead of time what you're getting into.
Sally, back to you. I can't help but notice this workshop is led by mainly women. It's also being organized by the League of Women Voters. Are you hoping that women especially will participate in this workshop?
Our workshop is for everybody, and it's just an accident that it's women. We do have Robert Barr will be moderating. He's with the City Libraries. I think we had mentioned that this is a joint effort between the League of Women Voters and the City and Borough of Juno, our public libraries, as well as our municipal clerk's office. I could do a quick head count, but I'm thinking we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, at least 6 of our 18 participants are male. So it is truly for everyone. And you know, Shelley, one of the things we're really trying to do is also reach out to the younger people in town. So we're excited. We've got wisdom and experience, and we've got youth and energy. So we're catering to anyone who really wants to step up and serve.
And what's important to you and to the League of Women Voters about getting more young people to run for office and ultimately be in office?
Well, I think they're part of our community. We want them to stay a part of our community. So I think helping us craft solutions that meet their needs, that meet everyone's needs, is just an important thing to do. We want a diverse group of people that are governing the community that we live in. We think everybody is better off honoring and respecting those different points of view and trying to, where possible, craft a circumstance or a policy that works for everyone, not just for one group.
Lori, anything to add to that?
I think that you said it very well. I think exactly. We need all points of view to run our community. And there's good ideas out there. We just don't always hear everything. And if we have the same people running constantly, then we stay in our same rut, maybe. So what we need is ideas, especially in this time of COVID. You know, it's all new to us. We're in a whole new world. And things are going to be changing. Even when we have a vaccine and we get out of this, things are going to be different.
We need to look. You know, and Lori, oh, sorry. And Shelley, one of the things Lori and I have talked about in the League of Women Voters is to have our panelists offer their insights and experience with an eye toward campaigning during a pandemic. This is something new that we haven't done before. So figuring out what works, going door to door may not be the most successful technique, in that you don't have people who want to open their door and shake hands with a potential politician. Mm. So we have asked all of our panelists to kind of keep that in mind when they speak to their respective topics. Lori has put together some COVID resources that she'll be sharing in one of her panels during How to Campaign and Then What. So we're mindful of the conditions right now under which people are stepping up and willing to serve. And we just want to be sure people go in, as we say, eyes wide open.
Right. And so speaking of pandemic preparations or pandemic adjustments, has this workshop ever been held virtually before?
It hasn't, no. And I think it's really interesting. We've already got about 30 people signed up for it, and we haven't done a ton of advertisements. I think what's interesting about it, too, is a lot of people can participate in the workshop anonymously this way. Mm-hmm. You know, like when you go to the workshop, you sit down at a table with other people and you get a chance to talk and find out about them and what they're interested in. But this way, it's going to be people who might be interested in serving that don't necessarily want to know other people to know yet if they're thinking about running. And maybe they can find out more information about it, what's involved, without having to kind of step forward and then having reporters come and ask them, hey, do you want to really run for office? And, you know, so it's a good way for people to dip their toe in the water a little bit.
And, Lori, sticking with you, how will it work exactly? I think you mentioned there's a Zoom or it's a webinar. What do attendees need to access in order to participate?
They need to go to the League of Women Voters website. It's junolwv.org, and they can register from there, and then they'll get a Zoom invite.
So they need, can you do a Zoom meeting via telephone, or do you need a smartphone or a tablet or computer or laptop?
I believe you can do it with your cell phone, with an app. So you just have to download the app and then you would have to participate. The app should be free to participate. It shouldn't have any cost involved with that. So,
excellent. Okay, thanks for the logistics. Sally, question for you. Do you personally know of anybody who has attended this workshop and gone on to run for office or to be elected?
Do you know, Shelley, this is my first time that I've worked with this workshop, so I'm really going to punt that question to Lori because I know she's been involved and she may be able to respond.
Yeah, I think it's, since it's been going on for about 7 years, I think several people that have run have been able to attend the workshop and get information from it. And I know one person who ran for office and lost, and he, you know, we had him come as a speaker and he was great. He was like, you know, I really wish I had a workshop like this before I ran. So, you know, that perspective is good too, you know.
Definitely. And Lori, what are some of the local offices that are up for grabs in this next election or in the next year?
For the assembly, we've got a seat for the area-wide seat, District 1 seat and District 2 seat. And if people aren't familiar with that, for Juneau city elections, all the voters vote for every seat. The only reason why we have districts is that the person who is sitting in that seat has to live in that district. So for District 1, that's basically going to be your downtown and Douglas and Lemon Creek. And then District 2 is basically the valley and out the road. So there's a one seat for each of those, and then area-wide, you could live anywhere and run for that seat. And then school board has no residence requirements other than a resident of Juneau, and there's two seats on the school board that are open this year.
Excellent. Thank you so much for that rundown. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with Lori Sika and Sally Sadler. They represent the League of Women Voters, and we've been talking about the How to Run for Local Office workshop. That's coming up July 18th, next Saturday, beginning at 9 a.m. Sally, where can we find more information or register to attend?
It's on our website, and Lori, I'm going to defer to you again. She's got the website at her fingertips.
Yeah, she already mentioned it once, but we'll go over the details one more time as we recap here.
One thing I do think it's important to know is that it's time to start thinking about filing for office. The filing period starts Friday, July 17th, which is the day before the workshop, and runs through 4:30 on July 27th. So it's just in the nick of time that we're giving out this information. But
yeah, that is good to know.
About running, they got to think about it now and get the forms from the clerk's office.
This is Sally again. It's important that people also know and understand that we have three elections that are coming up. You know, we have our August primary, which is on the 18th, and that will be operated by the state Office of Elections. Then our municipal election is October 6th. So people that are filing to run for those school board seats and those assembly seats will be up to be voted on October 6th. And that will be a by-mail vote. And the City and Borough of Juneau is working with the Municipality of Anchorage so that during this COVID era, pandemic era, people can remain safe while exercising their right to vote. And then we also have our November 3rd national election. So there are three coming up, and it's important for people to be involved, to be really voters, not just vote, but to be a voter each and every time they get the opportunity. So I just wanted to put a plug in for those dates.
Thank you for that excellent information. That's a great reminder. Speaking with the League of Women Voters, their upcoming How to Run for Local workshop is next Saturday, July 18th. And Lori, can you tell us one more time how to attend, or if you have a phone number that we might use as well?
Right. We have the website, Juno League of Women Voters, which is junolwv.org. So just go there, and that's where you can fill out an online form for the workshop, and then you'll be sent an invitation by email to join the Zoom.
Thank you both so much for joining me today, and best of luck with your workshop next weekend.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Shelley. It was great to be here. I hope we see even more people out there engaging in their local government. It really, I can speak, having served two terms on the school board, it is rewarding. It can be hard work, but you know, you can really make a difference in that role. And the best part is that it gets you connected with your community. So thanks ever so much.
You're welcome. Take care, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.